And this episode of Smokin' Token and Jokin' is brought to you by Horacha.
Oye, chica, si quieres ponerte borracha, toma Horacha.
Woo! That was the only one you did. Yeah, Smokin' Token,
Joking.
So this is a very special episode of Smokin' and Token and Joking.
Oh yes, it is.
This is very special indeed.
I'm your host Scotty Blazewski. To my left is
the one and only Kenny G.
Kenny Hay.
And I am Rando Commando, filling in, otherwise known as Cool Dr. Money.
AKA whatever.
We are out without Matt, but we have Rand. Because he likes to go by Rand.
I really don't like the name Rand.
Why don't you like Rand?
Add the extra fucking letter.
Why?
It's too much work.
Sometimes why?
Why?
Why? Because, like, Rand kind of sounds like I should wear ascots and, like, pink suits or some bullshit.
I always think of Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand? Nah, man. I mean...
Nah, man.
I just figured, who is John Galt?
I mean, I'm not shrugging over here.
Who is he?
He's some blonde guy. I don't know.
Oh. Some dude.
Some dude? I'm a dude.
You're a dude. You're She's a dude.
We're all dudes.
Hey! Alright, cool. Good Burger reference. Not even a minute in. I'm liking it.
What the hell was that?
Dude, turn all your shit off.
Are we being abducted again? Someone forgot.
Please put all phones in airplane mode.
It already is.
Oh, nice spike. Was that the sound?
Yes, that was the sound.
Who was it? Was that you?
That was not me.
So much for broadcasting professionalism. You guys fucking suck. Or
Was that your phone?
Was it your phone? Was it your phone?
I think it came from the headphones.
Or are they
plugged
in?
Oh, wow. Now we're at least we have it recorded, so it did happen, hopefully.
And it knows which direction.
Omnidirectional mic? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Technology.
Hmm.
True.
Hmm.
So you guys ever have, like, stupid games you play at work to pass the time with your coworkers? Being that I work in a restaurant, it's, like, a little bit different. Like, recently I've gotten into the stupid game of throwing things at people and just yelling, cocktail! After one sous chef was, like, flipping stuff around his shoulders, like, while just trying to make a show, I guess, out of passing food out. But it's gotten really dangerous to the point where...
Are you throwing knives?
No, somebody actually threw, like, a whole rack of frozen ribs at me the other day and didn't yell, cocktail, until it was halfway through the air, so I turned around and just had this giant rack of frozen pork coming at me.
Did you catch it?
No! It just, like, hit me in the chest. I was like, oh!
I mean, you're supposed to yell cocktail before. What the fuck is this guy thinking?
And give me at least a little bit of warning.
Exactly. Jeez. He could have at least when it leaves your hand, yell it, you know? That's the last straw right there. Once it releases your hand, you gotta yell it.
I mean, I assume these are good ribs, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 5 second rule, dude.
That's true.
I mean, you seem good waiting.
Point. Yeah, and once it gets past five, you better get a 10 second rule back, bro.
That's pretty accurate. I kind of... But also, like, going back to, you know, food sanitary stuff and restaurants, even though that episode of Boogers and Cum happened with South Park, and it's hilarious, I've never really seen anybody fuck with food, like, in a higher level. Or really, even, like, TGI Chili-Bees type places.
Yeah, I haven't really seen too much fucking around with, but I've only worked in, like, a pizza place and a wings place that was kind of like, it was delivery.
Even still, that should just go to show. Have you ever seen some people fuck with food?
No, not really.
You've done it yourself.
I've never really worked in a kitchen, like a restaurant kitchen, though.
Yeah, because I guess it's pizzas. It's more like just like assembly.
Yeah, it's just an assembly line. Just
like throwing shit down and hey, in the oven. That's before.
And
like,
then you just wait. You just stare.
Was that before like the fancy pizza tracker stuff? And you guys used to work in the Papa John's.
What are you talking about?
Domino's has a pizza tracker.
Yeah, Domino's.
Yeah, where they're like, so and so is putting your pizza in the oven.
Yeah, and then you can, like, take some nudes or something.
You can do that? Yeah.
Yeah, you can. It's in the new app, you know. While he's putting it in the oven, you have an option to send him a nude.
Yeah, Domino's paired with Snapchat. So you can send your pizza guys quick nudes.
If they like what they see, they'll hurry up and get there faster. Yeah. That's their tip.
I mean, if you...
They'll put your pizza ahead of everyone else's.
And that's why you need to pay in cash. That way they have a chance to discount, like, the whole thing to you.
Exactly.
Just right there.
But since you're a waiter, you probably have cash and paying cash anyways.
Yeah, usually, for most things.
So there you go.
That's what I miss about being a delivery boy, is always having cash. So whenever I had to buy something, for the most part, it was just cash.
Well, it's kind of nerve-inducing to carry around that much cash.
Well, I didn't carry around that much cash.
forget to go to the bank or something, or one day you're like, oh, hey. I mean, it really probably just feels like a lot more because it's $1 bills most of the time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you also shipped on the side.
Titty dollars. We can't talk about another job on this.
What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
If I can talk about my second job of strumpeting, we can talk about yo's, all right?
Because, dude, you're a host. That's part of your gimmick, dude. And? You can't blow me up. I can't take down those Craigslist ads. I spent way too much time putting them up.
I've all always right, said, all right. If you can strip, why wouldn't you? So either you're like a girl, a somewhat attractive girl, or like a buff dude.
I don't know about that. Like,
I'll put too many people out of business, bro. If I start doing that, like, so many people will just be like, I can't compete with this guy.
What would your stage name be? I know it would have something to do with strumpeting.
I don't know.
Barty Queso?
Barty Queso.
Barty, yeah.
Come out with a sombrero with, you know, queso around it, just what up?
Oh, man. Everybody would love you.
I wouldn't be into that. It would have to be like
you turn so many people, at least by curious, just from the queso.
It would have to be a fried tortilla sombrero.
Exactly.
With, like, little pockets to dip your chips into, full of queso. I think that's my new million-dollar idea, guys.
A queso...
A queso hat!
Simpsons already came out with it.
Did they?
Simpsons did it?
Yep.
No.
It was in the Super Bowl, and he had a hat that was made of nachos, and it had the queso around the ring.
Oh, God damn it! I remember that episode. Oh, my life's a lie.
Everyone's life is a lie.
Yeah.
God damn it.
We're sorry.
All right, well, I'm done. Good podcast, guys.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in 10 years, I want to say.
I only watch it when I'm waiting for, like, another show. Like, if I'm waiting for a football game or something, I'm like, I can't wait, you know, to just distract my mind with Simpsons or something.
Does it regularly, like, still show? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's seasons and people keep up with the
no,
show?
No, it just continuously goes on. It's just play it.
Is there still syndication around here?
Once a month, they play the whole, all the episodes just... Straight. They just play all the episodes in a marathon. Once a month they do that. I'm like, I love it.
Once a month?
Maybe when it
I don't know,
ends.
Once a month or like once... It's very often, like two or three times a year. I was here, I'm like, oh, it's the Simpsons marathon.
Who has those TV rights now? Is that like FX or something?
Yeah. Ooh. FXX.
FXX.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They're one letter away from an even better channel.
It made me wonder really why... I don't know, The Simpsons has succeeded throughout all of this time, but yet Futurama was revived and killed and revived, like, 3 times.
Simpsons just has more of a cultural impact than Futurama does.
Did some things just, like, maybe go over people's heads with Futurama, or is just they were too intimidated by it because it had, like, a science-y or, like, sci-fi or otherworldly
aspect?
It was
just the topics they were hitting, probably.
And, I mean, I like the show, but...
There's some sad shit on that show.
But it's, like, Family Guy.
Futurama?
Yeah.
Oh, Futurama? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all you gotta say is Jurassic Park, and people are like, no! I've only seen that episode once.
The one with the dog at the end, or, like, when the dog
waits. Talking about. Yeah,
God. He literally for fucking ever.
It fucking broke my heart. It broke my heart.
Or the part where Fry appears in his mom's dream.
Oh, that one.
That one I didn't expect. I'm just like, you're gonna be rewarded? Oh, no! Right in the heart meat.
So I just got rid of my heart. Hurt too much.
Mm. Are you married?
Yeah, she isn't.
Well, she owns the heart now. That's why he doesn't have it.
Balls too.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you are the strumpet.
I got that taken care of a long time ago. But it's like Seth MacFarlane has Family Guy. Yeah. And he's tried a couple of shows. I guess American
Don't worry,
Dad.
No one knows your failure. Yeah. Okay, no one knows of your failure.
No, it's
unless you keep trying. American, yes, I believe.
I'm trying to turn on the Hiracha
Cleveland show.
Music and it's not working.
Cleveland,
yeah. No, the Cleveland show is fucking terrible. I think American Dad's pretty bad too. Honestly, I don't think Seth MacFarlane's show is really that funny. It's just kind of all this off the wall, like boom.
Yeah.
This funny joke just happened right now, completely out of context. I guess all like the fun pop culture references are, and it's kind of like a. Easter eggs for your mind.
It's alright. I really liked it when it first started.
When it first started, yeah, but then it just evolved into just. Like, the characters evolved into.
It's no
completely different, too.
It's kind of like the girl talk of funny animated television shows. It just pieces a bunch of random jokes together that have been done before.
True.
Boom!
They like using that, too.
But South Park is the best show.
I do.
By far.
I agree with that.
It's just so much. People mention, like, oh, this episode's a classic, such and such. I'm like, I don't even remember that season.
Because every episode they have is a classic.
I wouldn't
every
go that
episode,
far.
No, you're right. But every episode has something that you can reference.
Yeah, a lot of them. There's some episodes I'm just like, I don't get it. Well, what are you trying to go? And then at the end, I'm just like, I somewhat get it. I don't know. What is it?
It's just because you're a bit slow sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Kenny the Dummy strikes again.
Kenny the Dummy.
It might have just been me being completely shit-fucked. I don't know. I've been remember wasted.
Yeah, you're shit-fucked?
Shit-fucked.
I got my shit-fucked? What?
That's what you said.
No, I never said I got my shit. I was. I.
You said you got your shit-fucked by some dude at the bar that you met.
Whoa.
From the glory hole in the man's bathroom. This is all everything that you've said. I'm not repeating anything new here.
If we can just rewind it, because literally we got it all recorded.
You said his name was Marcus. Recorded it. He said his name is Marcus, and you went to Thanksgiving dinner with him eventually. Met his parents, and...
I continue to see how long you can go. Okay. I mean, well, how were the parents? What were the parents like? What did I say?
They were alright.
How was the
house?
I
mean, they were cool with his lifestyle.
What was the house like?
Average suburban house.
Where do they live? What state?
It was North Carolina. You met
was
him.
It, though? What city?
Wake Forest.
Oh, how did I meet again?
At Flex, the gay bar.
Oh, Flex, okay.
At the glory hole in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When you got your shit fucked.
Okay.
How'd you know there's a glory hole in the bathroom?
Exactly. How did you know that
it's
there was
a gay bar? Why? How could it not have a glory
have
hole?
Have you
in the
been
bathroom?
There before? How do you know exactly? How do you know the layout exactly? You know, where? What in the bathroom?
Actually, rock bands play there quite a bit.
Shh.
Actually, I know a band playing there, like, this Wednesday. However,
exactly.
I have not
You'll
been
be there.
There.
Okay.
I have been to Legends to see a band. I don't know if I went to the bathroom.
You do not want to remember.
I would just... No, I definitely do not remember.
Tell us if you got roofied, man.
Mm-hmm. He got roofied. That... He had a good night. Did you have a great night that night?
Oh, that was a fun night.
Exactly. He got roofied. And he got butt-fucked in the bathroom of Legend.
Hey, I never said I got my shit-fucked. I'm pretty sure that was you.
Shit-fucked or butt-fucked?
Is there a thing?
Is there a difference?
No. Where does shit come from, Randy?
But what if, like, shit is involved?
What if you
process,
take the shit
like,
and then the
more.
Dude fucks the shit? That's what it probably can imply, too.
I'm talking about poop dick.
My poop dick. Mm. How, okay. Hold on.
I mean, if you fuck shit, you'd probably get poop dick.
Well, also you're gonna get poop dick.
Is a shit fuck very different from just regular, like, doing it in the butt? I guess I'd have to consult.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us are experts in this matter.
None of us are experts in this field.
Well, you said you...
Wait, I know, I'm not an... When did I say I was an expert?
True. You never said you're an expert. You said you're an amateur at it, but you like to dabble.
And you did go through a glory hole.
Yeah.
And flex.
Full circle.
Oh, my God. See? You just walked right into it. Although it's... I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, if you
are a strumpet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my other line of work, alright?
Strumpet is on the side.
Let's jump it on the side.
You gotta pay the bills somehow. And like I said, why would you not be a stripper if you could be a stripper?
Why not be a strumpet if you can be a strumpet?
I can be a stripper.
She can be a stripper, I can be a stripper, you can be a stripper. I don't know about you.
I'm the manager. I fucking make money. I make everybody else do the work. And I just sit back and
take
the
money.
Are you
flexible
enough?
And
do coke in the office.
Are you flexible enough, though?
Flexible?
No, I could try to work on it.
Okay. Flexible.
It's always
flexible.
Something that I want to work
yes.
with, is my flexibility.
Butterbuck, you've been writing down these great Kennyisms. There's been a couple.
Kennyisms.
Recorded. To really record something.
Oh, yeah. Emphasis on the recorded. Did it. I'm gonna blame it on the alcohol.
You always blame shit on the alcohol.
Okay, it's the alcohol's fault. I say no to it, but I just somehow, you know, just pick it up and drink it. I keep saying no to it, like I'm saying right now. No alcohol!
I think you need to talk to your hand.
Yeah, my hand is busy doing other shit.
You can't J-off while we're having a podcast, dude. At least you like it, like a band field trip.
I can't just use a shirt.
I mean, if you're gonna J-off... You have two hands, and you have to help everybody else out before you can...
Okay, how about everyone just take your right hand and go to your right to the person on your right side. And then there we go. Now start jerking off, and everyone be even.
All
right. We're totally not jerking off right now. We're not jerking
so
each
much,
other.
pretty much Randy's jerking off Kenny, Kenny's getting jerked off and jerking me off, and I have my hand on a vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela is the producer's dick, that's what he calls it.
And Kenny's the happiest, because he's getting Jade while Jane.
Wait, I don't have a Jade,
Randy's the one that got the shit stick of that.
Yeah, I'm just... This is totally not a randwich. I'm not getting anything out of this.
We're gonna have to reposition ourselves if this is how you want to do it.
This is why I don't come on this podcast.
Why are we changing positions, bro?
Because we had to sit in a triangle. It's the only way that it works. There's three of us. You can't make a circle. I mean, can you make a circle with three? It's really a triangle, no matter what, right? Because 3 points make a triangle.
The triangle jerk?
Well, how many points are in a circle?
Has that been patented yet?
Infinite? I don't
exactly.
know.
You'll need infinite.
The circle jerk? What? Triangle jerk?
The triangle jerk. The tri jerk.
The soggy muffin.
I'm pretty sure that's in that, what's that?
That's a sports thing.
It's actually the Kama Sutra. I bet it's in there.
The soggy muffin? The limp biscuit?
I was talking about the tri jerk.
Oh, the tri jerk?
But sure, I guess there's another word for it.
I don't know. I wanted. They should make an Indiana Jones. I mean, I'm sure that there is a porn parody, but an Indiana Jones type movie where he goes and tries to find like this ancient Kama Sutra in the mountains of like Palestine. Yeah, not Palestine. What's that P country that's right there?
Pakistan.
Oh, wow, that's close.
That is totally
that's
silly
the German party. Kama Sutra that you're practicing right now.
All right, well.
All right, that was enough of that exercise.
Good try, jerk, guys. Ooh, good try, jerk.
Temple of Poon?
Yeah.
So it Temple does exist.
Poon, the yeah. Temple of Poon?
Is it trying to find the Kama Sutra?
Dude, why didn't I think of that?
Or is it just a porn parody of Indiana Jones?
It's just a porn parody.
It is. Straight.
It's like Yola Swaggin's Hero of Lord of the Blings. I'd watch that movie.
Oh, River.
What movie wouldn't you watch? Kenny gang shit fucked that flex. Part two.
That's not even a movie, that's just videotaping of a crime.
I doubt it.
I mean,
you could be a star.
Sure somebody would watch it. Our producer is showing us something currently.
Edward Penis Hands. Oh, fucking hilarious porn title.
Edward Penis Hands? Parody?
It's a list of porn parodies.
The Spoonies. A Tale of Two Titties.
The Gay Team.
Aeon Fucks.
Men in Blacks.
A Cockalypse
what
Now.
What did I do? What did I do? I know I did not.
A Cockalypse Now.
A Cockalypse Now?
2001, A Space Odyssey. That wins. I don't need to read anymore.
The Man Who Blew Too Little.
Bone in 60 Seconds. Honey, I Fucked the Kids.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Here we go. Hold on. Harry Daughter and the Philosopher's Bone.
This is... there's
Harry Daughter and the Chamber of Semen.
Oh, my God. These are amazing.
Harry Daughter and the Prisoner's Ass Cabin. Harry Daughter and the Noblet of Desire. Harry Daughter and the Order of the Penis. Harry Daughter and the Half Black Prince. And the last one, Harry Daughter and the Filthy Hollows. Oh, Quiet on the Western Cunt.
Yeah, I think we should
stop. I think we should stop at Harry Potter. Those are the best.
Prisoner of Ass Cabin.
Ass Cabin. That was like, Harry Daughter.
It's like one time some friends and I made up, a list of movie titles that described your last fart.
Oh, God.
Like, I Knew What You Did Last Summer. The Patriot. Zebrahead.
I forgot the setup of this joke.
New topic.
I heard Patriot Head and Zebra... No.
Did you not listen to...
Describe me.
Just, hey, like Zebra had the band and the Patriot the movie?
Yeah. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Do you remember the setup?
No, I don't remember the setup.
He doesn't remember the setup.
You keep naming shit. Describe your last fart is a movie title.
My last fart?
Your last fart is
Gone a movie Gone with title. The Wind?
The Titanic.
The Three Amigos.
Titanic sounds like it has a bad ending on that fart.
Oh, it did. It broke halfway through.
Lord of the Rings? Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Inside Out?
Inferno.
Ooh. Catching Fire?
Mount Vesuvius?
Three Ninjas.
The Three Apollo Ninjas.
Apollo 13.
Showdown.
Twister?
Speed.
Armageddon.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Rent. I just don't like Rent.
The Sound of Music?
Ooh. Yeah, alright. That wins. No more.
Are you adopted?
Am I adopted?
No. Everybody thinks I'm
I was
some other
ethnicity dumpster.
Other than Hispanic.
Are you Persian?
I actually have a pretty terrible nickname at work.
What?
It's Persian Rainbow. Persian Rainbow.
Persian Rainbow? Why?
When I first started there in the second week, one of the line cooks was like, "Hey, new guy, what's your name?" I said, "Randy." And he's like, "Brandy, that's a girl's name." So I was like, "Fine, Randall." And some...
Brandall?
That would have been better. But some guy didn't speak English that well, just said, "Rainbow?" I said, "No, Randall." They're like, "Nah, your name's Rainbow now." And Rainbow. I didn't think it would stick, but no, that was the name they gave me.
I always forget from that Rainbow bumper sticker you have with the triangles.
No, because I'm not really the one who usually ends up in a bathroom at Flex with my dick through the glory hole.
So wait, if my dick's through the glory hole, that means I'm the one having fun.
Yeah, so what's your part of the glory hole if it's not your dick through it?
Duh, I built it.
Did you, though?
He's a carpenter. Specializes in glory holes.
What? How hard is it to make a fucking glory hole?
I guess if you had a big enough carpenter dick, you can just punch a hole straight through.
It's like how far off the ground, because people are different sizes, height wise, yes, and every wise.
I guess you would need.
What you're gonna need is just pretty much, you know, at the height of where people are sitting, you know, so they can just look left or right and just see the hole and just be like, "Well, this is gonna happen then." And I guess that's the height always.
I think that would be a good job to create, like a glory hole regulator.
You want to
to account for people of all heights and sizes.
So it just like scans you and then like moves the hole around to some.
Well, I was thinking more of, you know, just doing some empirical work, but yeah, I guess that works too. Make it really high tech.
You want to do empirical? You want to
just do some work so you can like just put one hole, like where like the average person is.
Yeah.
I guess average wang size. I don't know.
Well, it's
a perfect hole.
You obviously can't just do it the average size. You have to get a survey of the area, and then the most biggest size, just use that hole, you know, like zooms in case he wants to use it. There you go.
I guess I would say you would have to put multiple glory holes in there, but then...
What's going
to
be like a glory hole size? Just like in one line, just like the idea symbol? Oh, man! It's like... Yeah, you go into the...
That's not who I expected.
You need a hole that is somehow attached, like, where you can just move the hole around.
Just like slide it up and down the stall.
Or have it rotate on a wheel, so that way, it only, like, as long as you have the height, it doesn't matter, like, where you stand. You know, yeah. Alright, so we figured out that problem. We figured out the glory hole problem.
Yep. Now time to curate.
So when's our Nobel Prize coming in?
Should be coming in soon. Like, we should hear a knock anytime soon, you know. But I don't know. Someone else could have already beat us to it.
Yeah. It's like somebody beat me to the punch with that damn Rumbler app.
It's alright.
But you said it was fake.
Yeah, it's fake. Like, the whole Tinder meets Fight Club thing.
So, make it for reals.
Nah, that's pretty illegal. I was talking on the way over.
It's not illegal. It's only illegal if you get caught. Alright.
That's with everything, man.
Exactly.
Not following the speed limit.
Well, it's only illegal if you get caught.
So if you get caught following the speed limit, it's still illegal.
Yeah.
Unless you're going the wrong way down the road.
I don't even know what to say. I don't think you should take out that dead air.
That's me confusing.
It's alright. Everything's legal until you get caught.
Yeah, but you can have some serious aggressive actions you made before you get caught. It's not like you can just keep murdering people. Because as long as you don't get caught, it's straight.
Exactly.
And then once you get caught, it's like, fuck, I should not have murdered, like, 15 people.
Then don't get caught.
Well, I should have just murdered one person.
Yeah. Definitely not that last one that you got that caught.
Like, maybe that you get caught with. Yeah.
Definitely don't match
know your murder limits. That person. Know your limits. Don't murder that person.
The more you know.
We don't get a shit. The more you know.
I once,
Did you?
Did you?
No.
You didn't?
I've never done shit.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, crap. Like, I feel sorry for you.
I was hoping my brain was gonna go somewhere after I said I once.
You're just gonna get a random topic, the first thing that you once did?
Yeah. And it turns out I have never done anything.
That's kinda how this works.
Pretty much. Like, it not... Just,
so I've been working on my Vin Diesel impression.
Oh really? Go for it.
I don't have friends. I have family. No, hold on. What was I was doing? I don't have friends. I have family. I don't have friends. I have family.
Is that your best impression you can do?
No, it's just me. He just says fucking family so much. And Fast and the Furious. So it's me just saying family is my Vin Diesel impression.
Could you make a montage of him like saying family throughout all the movies and it would be like half an hour long?
Family. Yeah, probably.
Family.
I don't have friends.
I don't know what that means.
I don't have friends. I have family.
No one knows what familia is.
What's your best impression, Kenny?
Of what?
Of anything.
I have so many.
Can you do an accent very well?
Oh, gosh.
Well, tons of accents.
Tons of accents, yes, I know, but... What can you nail?
Bitches?
That's a good... That's a good impression. Accent.
I can't beat that. Whatever I had in my bag.
Can't beat bitches?
You can't beat bitches.
You cannot beat bitches at
Unless
all.
Unless they're beating you first.
Then
it's
game.
Equal rights, equal fights.
Men's rights. Right.
There's a lot of girls.
Men's
rights.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, women's rights. What about men's rights?
To get their asses kicked?
Every man has the right to get their ass kicked.
Some people are into that.
Getting their asses kicked?
If you're a boxer.
I mean, I think they're more into kicking people's asses.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the point of that is to win.
Felony fights.
Oh, but God.
No, God.
And so the producer and I, in our off time, sometimes we'll watch amateur fight videos on the internet. Yeah, it's kind of a strange pastime, but we happened upon this one series on YouTube called Felony Fights, where it's fights done by dudes that have felonies that just really don't give a shit about injuring anybody or going to jail or anything.
So they're out in the wild?
They're out in like the middle of the desert, like Breaking Bad style. Like nobody's out for miles. And there are some brutal fights, but the worst one I've ever seen, and it stuck with me for so fucking long, is this one 19-year-old kid who thought he was tough shit, going up against some dude who had been in prison for years for, like, aggravated assault and shit. The older guy fights the kid, and clearly gains the upper hand at first, tackles the young kid to the ground, and, I mean, there looked like a moment where the kid could have gotten out or won, but... The older guy literally just bites onto the guy's cheek.
Oh, jeez.
It makes, like, these terrible animalistic, like, rrr, sounds. Like a, like, literally, just like a damn animal. And the kid screams, like, ah, I give up. And the sound wasn't the worst part. When the kid stands up, there's, like, this fucking, like, vampire teeth gouge in his cheek. Like,
oh, jeez.
That's, like, a permanent scar.
Damn.
So I guess there's no rules to these fights?
No, not at all. Like, if you ever want to be horrified, beyond all means, just, like, see people lose their shit. Possibly eyes.
I've seen more on the internet that I would like to admit.
I've seen a lot of things on the internet.
Have you guys ever gone to the Space Dick subreddit? I'm scared to.
Once.
Once?
Once.
What was it like?
Yeah, because
I've never been.
You gotta go at some point. I'm not gonna go again. I never wanna go again. But you have to go.
I've heard so many people talk about that.
Like, is it still up? Like, because I know they shut down a bunch of subreddits.
It might be. I don't know. There's still all, you know, like the disgusting JPEG websites of old. Like Goatsy.
I never go to 4chan. God, Goatsy's.
Lemon Party.
Yeah, Tub Girl.
I used to give out that,
Penn Island.
I used to give out Goatsy when kids were like, hey, do you know where to get any cheat codes for games online? I was like, oh yeah, check this out. It's a pretty good one. The homepage is great. And then the next day, like, you fucking asshole. My dad was in the room. Back in the days of dial-up.
Goatsy does kind of sound like CheatCC, which was a website that had game codes and shit.
In the olden days of the internet.
The dial-up. I remember those days quite well.
Netscape dial-up. And all.
I just brushed up on it for like 1 or 2 years, and then all of a sudden everything was just like, everything's so much better.
Because you're like 6 years younger than me?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, you're like 16?
Nah. So 16. I got broadband when I was...
You got an iPhone?
I got an iPhone?
14.
14,
13. 13.
12.
11. No, it was 10. 15. This one I got broadband. So, I mean, you would have been like 9. But my dad's always worked kind of like in the tech thing, so we've always had computers forever. So even from like late 80s, early 90s, we've had computers and internet and all that shit.
Nice. Lucky you.
It wasn't what it is now. I would rather have... If I grew up in the internet what it is now compared to what I did grow up in, which was like text chats, like text games, the only gaming was like a text, like a body of text would appear, like this happens, this is what you see, so you're like, well, I want to like pick up that item, like you have to type that out, or like go left, and you have to type all that shit out.
What are those called? Just like text RPGs, basically?
I was trying to figure out what the name for those are. Luke might know. Because I think he played one for a while, like even up through high school. Which is like way after it should have been played. But yeah, those are fun days. Now torrents exist and you can download anything, and anything that has ever existed now exists online somewhere.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's fantastic. I went to an ECU hockey game once. And at the hockey game, the ref from the mid-ice, like, sprinted, because there's a whole bunch of fights so like throughout the game, like, sprinted to the goal line and tackled one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this in real life. I'm like, holy shit, that was awesome. It's a shame I'll never see this again. And it turns out somebody was there filming it and put it on YouTube. So now I can go to YouTube and actually watch that shit happen that I saw in real life.
Huh.
And it was awesome. ECU Damn. Super Ref. I think that's what the video is called.
ECU Super Ref.
Yeah. We'll watch it after this.
It's one of the first videos you remember seeing on the internet?
No. Do I remember the first ones I've seen? Or why is that the first I've seen? What'd you say?
The first you've seen.
Was it the first you've seen?
No, this is like 2000... When I was in college, like 2006? 2007? The first videos I've seen,
Fuck world.
Here's Boom. ECU Super Ref on YouTube.
There we go.
Full screen that shit, man.
Damn.
So I think we were kicking their ass, and there was probably like 6 fights before this game.
I know you seem to have a hockey team.
It's an intramural. Oh. It's fun because there was just a bunch of fights because nothing really mattered. It's not like it was like NCAA or anything. So here's another fight that's about to break out. And boom, ref comes out of nowhere and just like tackles the guy.
Dude, dang.
It's like, what the fuck is like refs to get in there that physically? That's kind of weird. And he like sprinted. Yeah. If you could see where I was from where I was standing, because this camera's kind of at the goal line, he started from like the offside line.
Let's see this one more time.
Just spur it up.
Like you can see them about to fight.
He starts sprinting.
They get up, and the ref comes out of nowhere and tackles the guy on the other team.
Wow. ECU.
It's called ECU Super Ref, right? Mm-hmm. How many views does it have?
Enough.
Well, yeah, that was awesome.
Any TV shows nice. On there?
What?
What?
Nice. Nice?
It has 9,663 views.
Nice. Should have more. Should have 9 million. Should put it on Reddit. I wonder if it has been put on Reddit.
Everything's been put on Reddit.
I'm not on Reddit.
Dun, dun, dun. Everyone's on Reddit.
I doubt it.
I got some karma on there.
Karma?
Got some karma.
You're way more into it than I am.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I see something, I'm like, I want to say something to that. Even if it's like, even if I say it knowing that I'm going to get downvoted.
I just use it for Twitter and, or Twitter that for news.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Well, this is fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah. You say.
So, I've been watching Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Ash vs. Evil Dead is awesome.
Have you ever seen the Evil Dead movies?
No.
No,
really?
Evil Dead?
Really?
Oh, dude, you should watch.
I just came up with a lot of other things, like, you know, Burn Notice. That's pretty badass.
I've never seen Burn
pretty
Notice.
USA show.
But I know Bruce Campbell's on it, which is the reason why I would ever, like, really want to watch it. But for a USA show, Mr. Robot is awesome.
Mr. Robot. Haven't heard of it.
I watched the pilot. It was kind of creepy.
It's really good. It's like really good TV. When USA, this is like probably the first USA show that I've really liked. I can't think of any other really USA shows. I remember being, when my brother was joining the military, in the place where you hang out, like as he kind of like launches to go or whatever. I forget what it's called. They had this TV in there, and all they would do is play USA, and I was just, it bored the fuck out of me. Just sitting there waiting to watch my brother get shipped off to somewhere. Not, like, overseas, but to actually, like, leave to join. So I guess he really went to California from there for schooling or whatever. Yeah, he never actually, like, went overseas or anything. Which is cool. Air Force. If I were to join the military, it'd probably be the Air Force. That'd be what I'd want to go for.
The Air Force?
Yeah.
The Chair Force.
Which Air Force?
The Chair Force.
Chair Force?
The Chair Force.
So they just make chairs?
Or the Chair Force.
Yeah. Or probably sit in them.
They just sit in chairs? Test chairs?
Do they make chairs to sit in?
Depends what job you get.
Flying drones.
I can never fly. I have terrible vision.
Yeah, I don't have 20/20.
At least far away, and that's what
really matters. Neither do I.
But yeah, flying a drone would be like a video game.
No 20/20. I don't have to wear glasses.
Is everyone blind in this room?
Everyone blind?
I wear glasses.
Blind?
I can see alright. Definitely blind. Couldn't fly a plane.
Blindish. He is the only one. Or producer is the only one with the greatest vision, so that's why he's the producer. So he can see us great.
But eventually his eyes will fail, and then he will have no idea what to do. And we will be like,
we'll be ready for it.
We've been doing this for years. Welcome to our world of four eyes.
By the time we'll be like, have like huge ass.
At that time, we all know how our eyes are fucked up. We're going to get LASIK to get
exactly.
No way. That shit scares me.
You want to get LASIK?
No, lasers into your eyeballs?
Yeah. It'll help your eyeballs.
It's all right. It makes it so you can see like through things.
It gives you x-ray vision.
X-ray vision.
But only when you want to.
I don't think I want x-ray vision.
Oh, no, selective x-ray vision.
Exactly. You choose what you can see.
So it's like you can see, like, there's an attractive girl. You can see into her soul.
Or into her heart.
Or.
That's deep, man.
Boobies.
See tits. Into her boobies.
See into her
into boobies.
Not see them, just
not,
into
not
them.
The boobies, just
check
into
out,
them.
Check out, like, how her heart looks.
And see if she has any cancer or anything, and be, you know, be aware of her health, you know?
Yeah. You could be a good doctor.
You could. You'd be the best.
The best.
Oh, that would be a good show. Like, a doctor with x-ray vision. It's like Superman goes to med school and forgets how to fight. But still wants to save
the world.
He
forgets how to fly. He forgets how to do the heat vision type shit. He forgets he has super strength. And he just knows that he has x-ray vision. He's just like, what up?
I mean, it's got to be easy to set up. Just get some guy to explode in a bunch of x-rays. and then all of a sudden he wakes up, and boom, X-ray vision.
Explode in an X-ray.
Just a bunch of X-rays. Have an X-ray explosion.
He gets caught in an X-ray machine that keeps...
Like an X-ray microwave.
Just shooting X-rays through him, just be like,
or maybe he's a scientist working on, like, X-ray technology.
And just hits his eye just right, yeah. Right in the retina and just, like, it. I don't know.
This could be a movie. But he should be a doctor already. He can't be a scientist. That's the whole point.
A
scientific doctor?
Yeah, he could be. Working in a hospital. Doing research shit. Anyways, you were saying?
Would the antagonist be, like, a supernatural antagonist or just, like, office politics?
Cancer. And office politics?
Iron-plated cancer that's running for president. There you go.
What about, like, people with other abilities?
What other abilities?
One of the other doctors can make cancer.
He can reproduce cancer out of nothing. Just be like, cancer!
And he wants to give people cancer so they come in and pay him money.
Exactly, he wants to be filthy rich. Because he's in charge of big pharma.
Yeah.
He extorts them.
Pharmacy companies.
The pharmacy companies create...
He goes against Big Pharma.
Give him the funds that he needs to create all this super high-tech cancernoids shit. Like little robot cancer shit.
All right, so the pharmaceutical companies are the ones giving everybody cancer. Them and the tobacco, they're all linked.
By the way, that's what we're calling this movie, Robot Cancer. Robot Cancer.
So the pharmaceutical companies try to get people sick so they can sell, so people have to get their drugs.
And by drugs,
they sell
them
cigarettes,
you know,
and it's connected with
drugs
big pharma.
And, like, you know, on them fun drugs.
So then he fights it by looking at cancer lungs with X-ray vision.
He could fight it off because he... How can he fight it off? He can just... How can... Okay.
So I guess by day, he's a doctor. Like, Superman is a reporter or some shit, and Spider-Man's a photographer, so he's just a doctor, and that night he goes and kicks ass. And now he really is a superhero, as well as a doctor.
So he's Superman by day. By night.
And doctor by night.
That's kind of
Superman
realistic.
By day, doctor by night.
Work the night shift.
Yeah,
but how much crime is there to fight in the middle of the day?
A lot.
Besides, like, bank robberies.
But you're talking about people with cancer, so they probably make appointments, I would think. Like, night shift would be, like, emergency room. And at that point...
Maybe he saves
I guess the X-ray would be good. X-ray.
He just... Day and night.
When he's saving their lives, he's like, who did this to you? Tell me why I look into you.
X-rays into their brain.
Yeah.
No, you don't have cancer, but you have, like, four bullets inside of you, okay? That's not my job. Move along. Someone with cancer, come along here. I gotta find it for you. Mm. Oh, you got stabbed? I don't care. Next.
He needs a name.
Cancer Man.
Dr. X-Ray?
Dr. X-Ray?
Dr. X is already kind of...
Professor
X is taken.
Yeah, Professor.
Ray.
Dr. Ray.
X-Ray.
Dr. Ray.
E-C-K-S is his first name.
Dr. Ray something. And then he could have...
He's Dr. Ray.
Dr. Ray X.
He'd be divorced. And his wife, his ex-wife Beatrice is himself.
Oh, Mrs. X.
Or her son.
Mrs.
He's
Ray.
Like, I'm his ex. This is my X-Ray.
I'm his ex, and this is Ray.
This would never get greenlit.
We're onto something.
This would never get greenlit.
This
would be a comic book. They could later make into a movie 20 years later after it gets traction.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Probably.
I don't know how to draw for shit.
Neither do I.
Comic book movies until, like, the next decade.
I heard somewhere, that they were comparing... They were saying superhero movies are this generation's westerns. Like...
I don't know about that.
Because it's kind of... They're all, like, within a certain period of time, and I feel like in 50 years, they're going to be... They're probably going to be dated, like, how we date westerns now. Like, because when you think of westerns, what do you think of? Like, your grandparents? Your grandpa?
I don't know.
Yeah, my grandpa watches a lot of
westerns. When I think of westerns, I think of white people.
Wayne.
A lot of spaghetti westerns.
They're white people. Old white people.
I called them those because they were filmed in Italy.
I kind of like them, though. I used to not like them when I was a kid. I used to think they were boring and shit. As I've gotten older, I like them. I
didn't see them. I saw a lot of Hispanic old movies.
Really? That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, they're funny as fuck.
So do we.
La India Maria, Cantinflas, all those good stuffs. Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
No.
I do.
I just remember the trumpets and Tejano music.
Sabado Gigante.
Sabado Gigante.
Sabado Gigante!
Calmado, güey.
That's over, by the way.
Oh, no, it ended. He quit. He retired. He's like, deuces, bitches.
He's just tired of being...
I got enough money. I'm old as hell. I'm probably gonna die soon.
I have no
idea. I'm gonna go out with a bang. Just take, like, 5 Viagras and just be like, deuces, I'm gonna go bang a girl.
We're trying to appeal to a different kind of audience right now. Trying to boost your ratings.
Who?
Appreciate it.
When?
Talking about Salvador Gigante?
Gigante? These Hispanic ratings. Órale, compas. Well, what do you think Horacha's for?
Horacha, we should have had Horacha
at the wedding.
Why didn't you have Horacha at your wedding?
Yeah, why didn't you?
That's
we had vodka.
I said it was.
We had vodka. All we needed was just the coffee liqueur, and then just boom, the horchata. That's all we needed, the horchata and the coffee liqueur.
You're gonna
just get rid of everything.
Trade secret.
Just get rid of this episode. It's fine.
The whole episode, start from scratch. Fuck it.
Welcome to Smoking, Tooking, and Joking. Brought to you by Asinol. Asinol. It'll cure everything.
Asinol cures everything. It cures everything. Asinol.
This and Titless Tanks.
Titless Tanks. Buy it or we'll kill you.
Show me them nipples, girl.
Show me them nipples, girl. Show me them nipples, girl. Show me them nipples, girl.
Titless Tanks.
Yes, it's a product.
Soon we've got to be some good sponsors.
We do have a lot of good sponsors. You know, we're proud of them and we're thankful.
Horacha, Asinol, Titless Tanks,
and they keep growing. After every episode, we keep getting more that just come up to us, and you're like, "Yo,
people want to jump on the Smoking, Token, and Joking train."
Exactly, the STJ, bro.
It's the STJ train.
STJ train.
I mean, I came back.
Exactly. After one episode, you're like, it's so great, I gotta go back for more.
So the STJ train needs to be a line dance that's like the at a, like a event, like a wedding or bar mitzvah or some shit. Kind of like how they do,
La Víbora de la Mar. The Mexican shit.
The Mexican shit?
The what?
It's the Mexican tradition, La Víbora de la Mar at the wedding.
To shit?
Not to shit.
I don't think I'm that
okay,
Mexican.
They just... Pretty much, what they do is they get the they take turns. First, the groom gets on the one a chair, and he's just like holding like a handkerchief or something over, and someone else is on the other side holding it and all that. And then all the dudes from the from the party just line up in like a conga line style, and just slowly start slithering around. And the leader can go wherever the hell he wants around the whole dance floor. As long as once in a while he goes underneath the groom and all that,
What
the point of
it?
The point of it is to knock him down. That's what it's gotten to. Before it was just a tradition. Oh yeah, just run around, it's fun. Now the point of it is to get so congested in the middle, but still try to keep going. To when you someone's trying to wrap around and all that, because everyone's holding on. You're holding on to the waist, to the other person's waist, or the belt. Is to try to whip around and try to hit the groom off. That's what everyone's made it into. And then after the whole song is played, the bride goes up there. And they try to knock... The girls go over there and have a turn. The lead girl just runs around and just has fun trying to knock her down. It's fun to watch.
So you're trying to knock everybody down.
It's fun to watch because the person at the very end, sometimes can't keep up. If it's an unathletic person or an oversized woman, just... Gets flung around, just all of a sudden you just see her running, whoosh, takes a couple tumbles, and I was like, oh, laughing her ass off. She gets all embarrassed, walks off to her chair, and I'm like, loser. Next, who's gonna fall? Sometimes it's like a chain reaction of people. Like 4 or 5 dudes at one time just slip and just fall. This is great. It's a Mexican tradition.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I've never been to a Mexican
tradition. It's after everyone gets drunk.
I'd assume so. It sounds more fun that way. Especially when you're falling in. Crying.
My mom was in one of them, and after that, she never wanted to get it because she got stuck in the back, and she did take a tumble. And after that, she never. I was like, every time we go to a wedding, I'm like, Mom, are you gonna go in there? If they got it. If they're doing it, you gonna do it? She was like, Hell no. Fuck you think I'm doing? I'm not that crazy.
It's kind of like how the Jews do the chair thing where they sit on it. I mean, it's not... everybody has their kind of traditions. Their wedding traditions, I suppose.
What do white people do? The electric slide?
Bouquet. And the electric slide.
The electric slide. Everyone gathers around the electric slide.
I don't think I've ever actually done the electric slide. I've done line dances.
A lot.
Did they teach that to us in middle school?
Middle school. It was a class.
You think I wanted to do that?
No, but you had to fucking learn square dancing. You had to learn the electric slide.
Electric slide. I remember doing that shit in middle school. I was just like learning step by step how to do it.
It's a weird thing for them to teach. Do all, like, does the whole country teach that in middle school? Is it just, because we all went to school in, like, Wake County.
Yeah, is it just this state or something? I don't know.
But the square dance, I don't think, maybe one time in my life, would it have been relevant to remember, like, Do-Si-Do and all the promenade, like, all that shit. It has never come up, except for, like, maybe one time in my life since then.
When I went to City Limit Saloon. I was just like...
Is that in your flex?
Huh? No, City Limit Saloon is that country place.
I'm pretty sure
that's
in your flex.
That's that country place. It's not that far.
Yeah, you can walk there, definitely.
It's a few blocks.
I was picked up a little nice little country girl, but it wasn't fair when all them other rednecks just come out of me and hey, I saw her first. I was like, hey, who that? Okay. All right.
Well, who is she talking to?
Tell me about this country girl.
She was with two other friends, and she was, oh my god, she was just in a nice pair of jeans that, you know, just...
That fit just right?
It just...
Cold beer on a Friday night?
Those jeans just, I don't know, complimented her sweet, sweet cheeks, her buttocks.
She put her pants all the way up to her head?
Nah, it was her butt cheeks, bruh. And then she obviously had a nice, cute face. Her eyes. I got close enough to see that she had
eyes.
Gray eyes. Not like, you know, bluish, but, you know, a little more grayer.
How did you tell if her pants were over her face?
They were up to her face.
It was up to her face.
They're up to her cheeks, so then you can kind of see
and her
eyes
hair.
When she lifted up the.
Holy cow. It was that nice, wavy, like a little frizzy. God. I can just want to. Run my hand, get tangled, and I'm just like, all right, yep, grab, all right, coming for a kiss. But, yeah, I was going to go, but then that drunk dude kept, trying, like, her friend tried, every time he tried to go up to her and try to get a dance, her friend would reject him. And then I go up, she's interested, her friend tried to reject me for her, and she just, like, shushed her away and just, that's not what I'm seeing. I was just like, you know what?
So her friend was a girl?
Well, yeah, she was with two other girls. And then, yeah, I was just like, what's up? I was like, I'm just going to tell you one thing. You're one of the most beautiful girls in the whole place.
The whole bar. This part of the bar. This bar.
Just in this, like, five foot by five radius, you know?
In this whole group of three you're with.
But, yeah, but then her friend was just like... And she's like, thanks. And she's giving me that look. And I wanted to dance, but then...
Then you had to pee?
No, my other friend pulled me away. She was like, oh, yo, okay, come over here. I just met up with this other friend. I found these other friends. I was like, oh, yo, I got a girl. Fine, I'll be back. No. And I never saw her again.
Yeah.
After that, I went up to all the way to the third floor and started playing some beer pong. After that, I don't remember how I got home. Someone tried to tell me that I drove, but I was like, I'm pretty sure I was in the passenger seat the whole time giving directions.
You're pretty sure.
I was either in the front seat or in the back seat. Because I was passed out most of the time. I made sure my eyes were down. My hands were on my phone. I was like, why is it 2 something in the morning?
And why is this car swerving all over the place? Well, I have my hands down in my lap.
They said did I should not, drive. I have never drinking and driving.
Drinking and driving?
Never in my life.
Is that the charge now?
So you know how beers have, like, the percentage of alcohol they have in them?
Yeah.
They should have just a percentage of how drunk you would be after you drank that beer. So, like, if your average weight and average height, like, average body mass, you would be, you know, like, 20% drunk if you drank this beer. So if you drank 5 of these beers, you would be drunk. It'd be, like, legally, you'd be drunk at 3 of those beers... But you'd feel drunk at 5 of those beers.
Legally.
Someone could be so high where you drink, like, a third of a beer.
half of this beer will get you fucked up. Careful.
It's like a 200-ounce bottle.
Oh, yeah.
How big is 200 ounces? That's, what, 24?
Yeah, 24.
So multiply that by 10 and then take away...
10 of those.
Some of them. Yeah.
Like, ooh, 9 of them.
That'd be a lot. That'd be big.
Yeah. It's a lot of alcohol. That's a lot of liquid.
Alcohol is...
It's a solution.
It's also the problem.
It's a problem, but it is a solution, technically.
Yeah, I suppose technically it is some kind of chemical solution.
Exactly. It's a solution of a chemical reaction.
A chemical of the fermentation?
Fermentation and all that shit, yeah. That's a byproduct.
See, what I've always said is, why drink alcohol when you can just eat a bunch of yeast and eat a bunch of sugar and just have that ferment in your body and get you drunk after, and it's awesome.
Well, that's why I like pulque. Pulque is pretty much the agave milk flavored. Agave is what they make the tequila with. Mm-hmm. So they get the milk right before it ferments and give it that flavor, so then when you drink it, it ferments inside your stomach. So you're just chilling, drinking your friggin' drink, you know, just having your good time. But once, after, you know, a couple, a good 30, 45 minutes in your system, it ferments, and it turns into alcohol, and you try to get up, and you just realize, my legs feel like Jell-O. Why? And you sit back down, and you're like, God damn.
And you wonder if it tastes like Jell-O?
Well, it comes in different flavors.
Yeah, if it feels like Jell-O, then it must be Jell-O and exactly. You shoot your leg.
At that point, yeah. But yeah, I really want to go back to Mexico just to have that pulque. Gosh.
Pulque. Did you get it here?
No.
Is it considered an alcoholic drink?
No. I asked my parents and I asked everyone that with the alcoholic value, and they're like, it's not alcoholic yet. And I was like, what do you mean? It's like, it ferments in your stomach.
Did they wink afterwards?
Yeah.
Nah.
So, like, is it non-alcoholic because you can't test... Because
it's pretty much like the milk. It's pretty much like... It's like coconut milk and all that, but it's the agave milk. But, obviously, with the sugary stuff, like the stuff they put in there, like the sugar and the flavoring and all that, once it's inside your stomach and just chilling in there for a while, it starts fermenting enough to get the alcohol, to turn into alcohol and all that.
There's got to be a way to create that in a lab.
Well, it probably is.
Because I guess that would be the only way you can really figure out the alcohol content, is if you turn it into alcohol. Otherwise, it won't have any alcohol content.
You don't know, but you don't know how much flavoring someone used, or how much, if they just use more of the milk and less flavoring and all that. You don't know how much the portions they used, so you don't know how strong it's going to hit sometimes.
Well, you don't need flavorings if it's in a lab. Just find out what the...
But that's what it needs, the sugar and the other stuff to actually ferment. Mm. They have it down with a science to when they make the drink.
Can we make a Hiracha brand of this?
I don't know. I think so. Probably.
I think so. What was it called?
Pulque.
Pulque.
Hiracha brand?
Yeah, pulque.
Hiracha pulque? Pulque? Pulque.
Pulque. We can make a remix.
Pulque.
Of the Hiracha theme song.
Hiracha pulque, hiracha pulque,
hiracha pulque.
Sup, girl? Like drinking milk? Hiracha pulque.
But no, what's awesome about it is it used to, back in the days, it used to come in.
I see what you did there.
But yeah, back in the days, it came in the actual agave leaf. Like, if you order that, they give you the leaf and they pour it in there and they'll be like, that's enough for you, bro. You drink that, you'll be straight. And you just, you know, just pour it and you'll be drinking, chilling, and all that. And then if you try to, and you know, after a while, you'll be like drunk as hell.
So you're at this gay bar, and you're like, oh, if you drink this, it'll turn you straight?
And he said, yeah, right. I know that drink at Flex. I've heard about that.
So it was just on this leaf, and it got you fucked? Did it fuck your shit?
Did you get shit fucked?
Did this drink fuck your shit?
Yeah, you got shit fucked.
Oh. Do you? So I guess you do know what the difference is. You've known it the whole time. You didn't say anything.
Hmm. Why would I say something? Mexico's a hell of a place. It's the cocaine of the countries, all right.
But you got it at a bar?
What a shit fuckery going on here?
No. You, this drink you can be you can just get it. You know, on the side of the road if there's a vendor. You know, because all what you need is connections to people with a agave farm.
This is like moonshine, I guess.
Pretty much. Is the moonshine of Mexico?
Moonshine is good if you get good moonshine.
Oh yeah, it's delicious.
Being in North Carolina, good moonshine has crossed my path.
Oh yeah,
I've had some pretty decent apple pie moonshine.
Yeah,
oh,
apple pie moonshine. Did you see that shit out in like App? Because you're definitely closer to them. Obviously, you're like in the mountains.
Oh yeah, there's White Lightning. It's usually what it was. And then I had mint and julep moonshine one time. That was from really? Like Roanoke County, and it was fucking strong and god awful. That's like the kind of shit you need to smoke a cigarette after a swig.
Oh god. Yeah,
like the good moonshine that I've had isn't bad. It's like smooth and it's nice.
You and I did some like at my brother's house that one time.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was very smooth. Like,
how smooth?
No burn. It was smooth.
Smoother than butter on toast?
I ran out of shit long
time
ago.
And for the love of peace, where's the verde?
The shit ones are blooming.
I thought I had some.
Oh, suck my balls.
What did you do?
Fucked the dog on that one.
You just fucked a dog? No.
Or screwed the pooch, rather.
Do not do that. That's illegal. That's illegal in some states.
Is that the more appropriate expression?
I don't know. Screw the pooch.
Fuck the dog.
Wait, what? Banana ears?
I don't have friends. I have family.
Calm down, Van Diesel.
Diesel's on the show.
Van Diesel just came on. Hey, hey, how you doing, Van Diesel? Hey, what's more important than anything? Is it money or family?
It's family.
Okay, straight. Just family. I just wanted to know. Hey, did you travel here alone, and or did you, who'd you come here with?
I came with my family.
Awesome.
I don't have friends. I have family.
Awesome. Oh, you don't have friends?
I have family.
So you can. What would you consider us?
Family. You guys are my family.
Awesome. We're family. Straight.
Everyone here is my family.
Van Diesel, it was great having you here, man. And just. I'm glad to be part of your family and all that. And just one more time, shout out to who? Who do you
family.
Want to
shout out? We're family.
Alright.
I'm group. We're family.
Thank you, Van Diesel. Van, it's Vin.
Van? Vin.
I'm calling him Van. Van.
Van.
It's like I'm Russian. Van Diesel.
That'd be a good...
hold on.
Go.
I was Van just Diesel. Out. What did I just miss?
Oh, you just missed Van Diesel, bruh.
What?
Scotty Blajewski missed Van Diesel.
God damn it. I just watched... Fast and the Furious 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Oh, really?
In a row?
And I just got updated on my internet speed.
In that order, yeah.
Sweet, my internet speed just got updated.
Shit was good.
Oh, yeah, this shit is good.
Shit's bananas.
Oh, shit is bananas. About B-A-N-A-N-A-S. See, it ladder, P-A-S. Okay, fine, don't sing it. Fine. You don't want to sing, you want to lip sing. I don't want
to.
Okay.
I refuse to sing.
Randy doesn't sing other people's songs.
Okay, no. He doesn't sing other people's songs.
Lungs.
Okay, after you were a cover band for so long?
He didn't sing. He played guitar.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He doesn't sing. Did I say sing and play?
It was my alter ego, Rando Commando.
Rando Commando.
I don't know. Go back to like Rand Nottingham.
Rando Nottingham?
That'd be my alter ego.
You're Jam Nottingham.
If I even went by the name Rand. I'm saying it's really douchey.
Jammy.
Jam Nottingham?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
I still have the best name, okay? It's...
If we were in a band together, I'd keep you in a band.
Kenny Hay?
The best name ever, Kenny Hay.
Q-U-E-N-N-Y.
Kenny and the Strumpets.
Hey.
Performing at Flex.
Flexed. What, are you just hating
because we're flexing?
You want to join? I'm stealing your...
And the Strumpets?
Yeah, you want to be a Strumpet?
Is this the 90s cover band we're going to start?
Are we starting the 90s cover band?
Kenny and the
Strumpets? You've always wanted to.
Y'all going to be my Strumpets?
I feel like this is kind of like of a... Rock, not Rockettes, but...
We're actually just going to borrow the name.
No, don't borrow my name.
We're just going to...
I will bite you if you...
We're just going to call ourselves Kenny and the Strumpets. You can be our manager.
Fine. I'll be in charge of the trumpets. The trumpet in charge of the trumpets.
Like trumpet wrangler.
Like Houdini and the Blowfish. There was no Houdini.
Houdini and the Blowfish.
Was there no Houdini?
Houdini and the Blowfish.
Wait, well, am I going to be like a magical act and just disappear?
Houdini and the Spaghetti Whores.
Why are we Spaghetti Whores
now?
You'd
be like the guy in ska bands who just stood on stage and
just
beer.
Skanks.
Yeah.
Hypes up.
I actually hate
the hype
guy.
Man.
Like
Stumpy Johnson.
What? That'd be the best
Stumpy
guy.
Stumpy Johnson.
I mean, I think the Mighty Boss Zones guy... Because I think they had a guy. I think that was also their manager.
Who? I think that's akin to being the guy in...
Quinta Punta?
Quinta Punta. They call mariachi bands that just go...
She's like, hey!
Who's wanting to be in a mariachi band?
You do not have the vocals for it, bro.
But I don't...
All right, do the Mexican...
It's all cry.
Like do the Mexican cry. Do the Mexican cry.
Do it.
Do the Mexican cry.
I don't even know what the thing that he just said...
Then don't. Then,
Mexican cry. You do the Mexican
cry. Then you can't be mariachi, okay? I can't. It's gonna be too loud for these people.
Face that way.
Hold on. Oh God, I can't really do it. I'm not really a Mexican, but just.
Oh man, yeah.
Do the Mexican cry.
Don't shame do it up on us right now,
Mexican
man.
Cry.
That's
are you
Mexican
okay?
Cry. That's the Mexican cry.
Do you mean to call somebody?
No. We're good.
I can probably do that.
Look it up or something. Look at a better version of it, because there's a bunch of... everyone does it. That's a Mexican. Everyone does it when it's like performing and all, and they're trying to show the Mexican pride. Like, I'm more Mexican than you. Okay, show it, motherfucker.
Well,
does the cry.
I will start practicing my Mexican cry.
Mexican cry. Has it been recorded?
A lot
it
of times.
It has to be.
A
lot but it doesn't show up on recordings.
Like the Mexican country singers, they do it all the time.
It sounds better to me than like American country music. Sometimes I'll stop on the Spanish channels on the radio just because I kind of like the sounds that are coming out of it, even though I have no idea what the hell they're saying, but I'm not a big into
the
lyrics
sounds.
Anyways. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you like the noise.
Yeah.
The sound that comes out of
the
instruments.
You know, the beats and shit, and all the instruments. And it's better than, like, the country that I stop, that plays when I skim through the radio stations.
Marco.
Pollo?
I said Polo. He said Pollo.
There's one L better than yours.
He said chicken.
You're a chicken, alright? So chill. Chill your grill.
Don't make me shit fuck you.
I do not wish that upon myself, please.
No? You don't want to do this?
I don't want you.
You don't want to shit fuck?
You all messed up, bro. You just... I know I'm crazy, okay? No, I am not crazy. My reality is just different than yours.
You know, only crazy people think that they're not crazy.
And you know crazy people call other people crazy.
Can't handle me at my best. At my worst, you'll deserve me at my best.
But you're not doing the best.
I'm the best maid. Hadid.
You're best maid?
The best maid?
You're the best maid.
Randy, the best maid. The best.
Randy, the best maid. In what context?
Randy, the best maid. You're just the best maid.
Are guy maids still called maids?
Yeah,
they're still maids.
Housekeepers? I think that's generally the term now.
No, that's what you're doing. Housekeeping?
Generally the term now. Like, I mean, I know male nurses.
Like the time that one girl working at that hotel, the whatever they call, the maid, she saw me naked. I was covering my junk. I got pushed out of the room naked. I forgot why I got naked. Oh yeah, they said it didn't have a good ass.
Probably.
No, they said I didn't have a great ass. So I was like, bullshit. And some other dude was already...
My donkey's right on.
You what?
My donkey?
Your donkey?
Best of the lot. I got a great ass.
I know. I always get it, you know, I always hear people complimenting it in this house. You're saying, I like your donkey. You have a great donkey.
You might have got a mighty fine donk. That's long for donkey.
That's super long for donkey.
Is it?
No. Just one more syllable. Donk a donk.
Donk a donk.
Donk a donk.
Donk a
donkey. No, but the country song, her. But donk. Honk a tonk, but donk a donk. Her honky tonk, the donk a donk.
I forgot that was a thing.
Like, keep the perfect rhythm.
It sounds pretty good. You guys want to go start a country band?
You want to start a country band? Let's go start a country band right now.
I always want to do a rap country band where, like, you rap in harmonies.
Yeah, let's rap.
Let's rap it. All right. Rap, rap away.
What do we all know?
Rap away, Batman.
What?
Hiracha Channel.
I is me, yes, woohoo!
This has been a Hiracha Channel production with executive producers Scotty Blazewski, Carter Buckley, and Rando Commando.